USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nine Phoenix police officers were injured and five were shot during an altercation Friday that unfolded following an original call of a woman who had been shot in a home. A suspect opening fire on the first officer on the scene and then shot at other officers as they tried to rescue a baby left outside the front door by another individual. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, speaking about the incident late Friday afternoon, expressing her anger.
A baby innocently in the middle of a barrage of gunfire. This has to stop.
The FDA is giving the green light to a new monoclonal antibody drug. The drug has been found effective against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FDA giving emergency use authorization for the drug to be used in both adult and pediatric patients. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The FDA is issuing a recall on rapid COVID-19 tests made in South Korea because they were imported illegally. The FDA saying the standard Q COVID-19 AG home test kits manufactured by SD Biosensor have not been approved or authorized by the U.S. government. Officials say if you have one of these test kits, throw it away immediately. If you have already used one, the FDA says to get retested with an approved kit from the list that can be found at FDA.gov. Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and while many couples plan to celebrate with flowers this year, they may have a little more trouble than usual finding their favorites. It's an issue that's plaguing all industries right now, and the floral business is no exception. Supply chain hiccups. Heather Sullivan, owner of DeRosha Florists in Massachusetts, says she began planning for Valentine's Day around Christmas. As far as why she had to prepare so early and what the big delay is, she says,
there's just been so many challenges across the board at, you know, really every step of the way, from the grower to transportation, airlines, trucking. So just every step we've had a little bit of a hurdle. We started experiencing this last big holiday was Mother's Day, and we really saw a flower shortage then. So we were preparing for it this time.
More men than women are making their way back to the workforce.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.